Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the morning mess. It's time for another one. It's time for the After Mess podcast. It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
Man, fuck 2020.
Hey!
That's what this podcast is going to be, all right? So you guys get your venting out. And if you're listening right now, big shout out to everyone that's been rocking with us on this podcast. There might be some good that happened this year, but I know there's a few bad things that happened last year, and we can focus on that. I'm really on some fuck 2020.
The After Mess.
Man, there's so much. As I'm trying to wonder if I'm passing a kidney stone right now, I have no idea what the fuck is wrong with me. There's so many things happening in my life. The last thing I wanted, the cherry on top or the kidney stone on top, is wondering. I literally drove to CVS to get a bunch of water because my friends here said, yo, you got to flush that out if it is a kidney stone. Now I got to call a doctor to find out if it is. Now here's the thing. They say kidney stones, passing one, is excruciating pain. So, yeah. But if I know I had one, at least I know that's what I have, and it's the not knowing. So hopefully it's just a kidney stone. It's not anything else. So I have to go visit the doctor. And I don't want to go to the doctor because if I go to the doctor, you know what he's going to tell me? You probably got to go somewhere to get some x-rays. Let's keep going where other people are probably sick and shit. I don't want to fucking do that to catch COVID.
And then money.
Oh, I was going to say, to be fair, it's people with broken bones, but actually people do get x-rays of their lungs when they get COVID to make sure.
So there's, so I'm like on ibuprofen right now, trying to, I just don't want to fucking go.
I get it. Fuck, I totally get it.
And you know me, Anish. I go to the doctors for whatever. I'm not scared of the doctors.
Right.
I'm scared now to go to any doctor or get an x-ray because I'm like, maybe these ibuprofens will knock it out. Maybe it is a kidney stone I could flush out. So fuck a kidney stone. Fuck whatever's going on my side and my back. But everything I'm looking up, it sounds like a kidney stone. My back, little pains in my back and my side. Sounds good. And also, I'm really missing my wife.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really missing her as I'm trying to digest everything that's going on with us. And she's got an apartment. She's moving out. And now it's here because she was staying with a friend.
Yeah.
And her friend, her little ones are our little ones' best friends. So my little ones, everyone asks, how's Cruz and Gia dealing with it? Like, it's fine. It's like sleepovers for them. So fuck me, because they're always like, we're going to our friend's house. So obviously I don't hold that against them. It's right. Fun time for them. But now they're going into an apartment where Amber's getting her own spot, which now I'm trying to chew on that and swallow that. Like, man, this shit is fucking real. And then I was almost hoping, lightweight, like maybe she found one of these month-to-months. Maybe a fucking year lease.
She did.
Yes. And that's all she could find. So under her budget and what she close to the schools, like all that had to play a factor.
Yeah. And to be fair, like I'm locked in a year lease. I think I'm in like a 13-month lease. You can break them. It's a little pricey. I think for mine, it's like at least twice the rent. So I'd be paying about $3,000 to try to break out of there. But if that moment were to come where you guys come to the realization that like, wow, like I love you, I still want to be with you, I think $3,000 hopefully would be like, fuck it, you know?
Well, this is what, that would be the fuck palace. Like, yo, let's just escape to your apartment.
Oh my God.
Take it. Let's make
you
up.
Call it a fuck palace.
But like, honestly though, that's not a bad idea.
Not at all. Watch the kids, we'll be back.
Yeah.
I just miss the whole idea of, we've been together for 20 fucking years. And I feel like there is hope, but I feel like she's moved on.
Okay, question. Do you really think that she's moved on, or do you think, because I don't know how much we were revealing all this stuff on the podcast, but like I know off the air we've talked about this. Sometimes I don't know if it's like actually like processed for her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally makes sense. I don't think it's totally processed for her. She's in survival mode, which I totally respect and I'm supporting, and I want her to be happy. We haven't been on the same page of the same fucking chapter in our love story. And whether we move on in life with other people, we still have a love story. I'm always going to love her as the mother of my children. She gave me that gift.
Right.
So I'm totally supporting her and whatever she does. But she's such in survival mode, and we're co-parenting so well that everything is calculated. Everything's going so well. So here's the next page. Turn the page. And it's like the title, mm-hmm. Amber Moves Out. Joey supports Amber.
She's going through the motions. And it's almost too easy.
And I'm still at the house, and I'm just like, emotional wreck.
Do you feel like it's been too easy for her? Like is that something that kind of makes
Maybe.
You feel like, okay, she's going through this step and this step and this step, and it's like, why haven't you snapped out of it and been like, I want to fucking be with you?
Yeah. Yeah, like if she grabbed me, like, we're going to fucking work this out. That's not happened. That's not, and I'm not going to force that. So to me, it's like, damn, this really happened. So I have to prep myself. I have to, like, brace myself that, like, yo, this might be it. But every day gets harder and harder as I'm fucking getting lonelier than ever, especially now that I'm thinking, like, well, she'll go have the kids for 3-4 days. I'll have them 3-4 days because this isn't going to be no fucking weekend dad shit.
Right.
She already knows that. We went through a breakup before, and mm-hmm. I'm not no weekend dad. I'm not every other weekend. That's fucking crazy to me. We're doing the 3-4-4-3 situation. So I'll literally be at the crib by myself. I got Gizzy. So
yeah.
Thank you for the votes. Me and my little dog for 3-4 days at a time. And I'm just, every day it's processing and processing.
That is such a big change for your day to day.
Man,
like
years
just trying to think about that, the quietness.
Yeah.
That's what really, and I just think it's something that you don't think about if you're not a parent. But I mean, kids are loud as hell. I'm sure everyone knows that. But like not having, because even earlier in this year, we had our family watch the kids. I think it was Bryce's birthday. I can't remember. So we can have a day alone. It was so fucking quiet. But that was a different situation. They were watching so we can celebrate a birthday. So to go through that separation, be alone, and be surrounded by the silence.
I just want someone with me.
Yeah.
You know, and then just the thought of the fucking starting mm-hmm. over.
Whole idea of having to open yourself up again to another person and revealing your family drama, your childhood trauma, your insecurities, all of that. Like, and this isn't to like pile it onto you, but it's just, this is a fear that a lot of people have when they're about to go through a breakup, let alone like a separation of someone with 20 years. And not only that, Joey, the game for dating has changed a lot in the last 20
And the crazy
years.
Thing is, I'm not even scared of that. I'm such an extrovert, and when I used to date, it was so easy for me. I like people, even if it doesn't work out. There's people that I went on 1-2 dates that didn't work out, and we stayed friends. That's not what it is. It's the whole starting over, not them getting to my shit. Then I got to know their shit.
Oh, damn.
And their family shit, and their exes. And at my age and their age, now I got to deal probably with their baby daddies. And I've been through that with Amber. I had to deal with her baby daddies and the stepchildren I've had. I'm like, man, to start all over, man. So fuck 2020,
oh
man.
Oh, my God.
And if we didn't deal with this pandemic, I could just say, you know what, guys? I'm going to Cabo for a week. I just need to regroup. Mm-hmm. I need to see the sunset on this arches.
All of us. Well, you can all go to.
Oh, my God. You need some company.
I'm just fucking at home. I come to the studio, have some fun with you guys, and then I'm just like in my thoughts. I'm like, fuck, I just really want, if it wasn't for this pandemic, I know it would be easier. But I think physically now, emotionally, mentally, it's starting to wear me. And I wish, I know we always talk about this. Everyone's like, I can't wait for 2021. There's not a fucking countdown. But I wish and I hope that 10 to 1, it's 2021. Something clicks.
Please, like, I know. It's about, like, the faith for me and the hope at this point.
Because
it's like, yeah, logically, yes, I get it. To all of the literal people out there, like, I get it. Yeah. January 1st, 2021, nothing's going to be better.
Yeah.
But shut the fuck up. I just want to hope for something. Because on the flip side, I can relate to, like, coming home and it just being, like, quiet and alone. I'm used to it, though, so I know that it's, like, a different level for you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, during this pandemic, it's to the point where it's, like, it's annoying. Like, it's annoying just being completely by myself with nothing to do. And there have been those moments that I've sprinkled in, like, trying to go out and just been like, fuck it, I'm just going to go at least, like, see a friend or something. Yeah. But, like, I told you guys how, sorry to put you out there, but, like, my friend, my Gaijin, he invited me to go hang out with him, and I've kind of seen him like a couple of times, but I found out this was the day that we were out for JoJo's birthday, and mm-hmm. I was going to go see him afterwards. He said, come over, I'm having a couple friends over, and we're just going to hang out. The time he did that before, it literally was just a couple of friends, and they're all been working from home, so I felt comfortable.
Right.
But then he told me he was throwing a fucking kegger, and I was like, what the hell? First of all, we're like 50 years old and gay years. What the hell are we doing throwing
gay
a kegger?
Years?
Yes! Yeah, it's like dog years, girl. But like, what are you doing throwing a kegger? Second of all, it's a whole pandemic. So then for me, in terms of 2020, not only has it been really lonely, but it's made me have to like look at people that like just differently. Like people that have been close to me for a long time and just seeing where it's like, oh.
They're a little more insensitive. They care
yeah,
less.
But it's some of those things. I mean, between the politics of everything and then this entire pandemic, it's also forced me to reevaluate the connections that I have with people. And I'm not saying in particular, like, I'm not trying to be friends with the Gaysian anymore, but it's like I have to look at everybody and just be like, wow, I thought I knew you. Fuck this shit. I really wish I didn't have to get to know this part of you. I wish this year didn't happen.
Here's the thing with that, though. I will say, I feel like this year has been so hard for so many people, and we have been in it for so many months, that, and I can say this personally for myself, sometimes I kind of desensitize myself to coronavirus. Like, it's not that I forget it. I know it's here. Mm-hmm. But it's just been so long that it's just kind of like, especially with how lax the rules are around this area, it's really easy to forget. And I feel like some people have gone to that point where they feel safe enough to be doing these things. And it's not that they're completely disregarding the entire world. I think they've just gotten to that point.
Yeah. No, I feel what you said. From day one to where we're at now as a show, and I'm an observer. My favorite thing to do was, at back in the days, amusement parks. And you go and you people watch. I people watch you guys. And even I reflect on myself, we are all desensitized. We're doing stuff we would have never done seven months ago.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To where now you kind of think, it's like, well, if I fucking got it. Like, yeah. I think that. I know we all, like, if I fucking got it, I guess I'll just lock myself in my room. I have my bathroom there.
And hope for the best.
And hope for the best. Pray for the best. And I'm glad that now at least there's some vaccines. And if I would have caught COVID in fucking March, mm-hmm. I'm dying. That's it. It's over.
So scared.
Yeah. But there are still so many people where it is that scary for. Because you're right. I'm definitely desensitized to it, but I don't have, from my understanding and the research and knowledge that has been come out, I don't have a reason to be terrified
right.
for me personally. But my younger sister, who lives on my guest house, mm-hmm. has severe asthma to the point where sometimes she doesn't need just an inhaler. She needs a whole breathing machine. It's very bad. So to have something like that affects your lungs, and she lives alone, and she works from home, and she does online schooling. She has not seen my mother probably in at least 3 months because she's taking it really seriously. And to be honest, some of my other sisters aren't. They come and go to my mother's houses. They have kids in public school system. So wow. It's just really not a situation where my sister can go. And she has been so alone. She has barely started to come out and hang out with me in the backyard. We're in an open space. We keep our distance. But if she sees me and Maeve outside playing, she'll come out and say hi. And I can tell the social anxiety that she has built up over this year, because you're just alone and you're so afraid. It was like a little awkward and uncomfortable, to the point where she asked me, she's like, is it okay if I come out? And I'm like, oh, absolutely. Wow. Thank you for asking. That's so sweet of you. But we're like, it's all good with us. Just so you know, like, I'm at work, mm-hmm. I see people, so we might want to stay away from each other. But there are still so many people who have to be just as careful as everyone was day one for their life, and I really fucking feel for that.
Yeah, and that's a very valid point. I think because we don't personally have to deal with that, it's easier for us to become desensitized.
Absolutely.
And go to Target and
Absolutely.
Go to Walmart or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we don't stop to think about people like in your sister's situation, because it is bad. I feel like so many people are like, oh, whatever, we'll be fine. But there are the ones that are not going to be fine. Like,
no.
My friend's mom just got hospitalized for COVID. And this is a woman that I met this year. Great lady. She was literally cooking us Sunday dinner every Sunday. Like, she's the sweetest woman. And then, boom, you know? So
it can happen. For me, I know that from, like, I don't know this person directly, but my cousin was supposed to get married this year, New Year's. I don't know why, but that was just the time that he decided, him and his fiance. Yeah. So unfortunately, his fiance's sister caught COVID and she passed away result of it. So they sent out like an update, and eventually they just decided to cancel the wedding altogether.
Right.
Because his fiance was just like, I'm not even in this, like, I don't give a fuck about a wedding anymore. Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this shit.
It's fuck this year, man.
Yeah.
Like, really, it's like, fucks up. I know it was gasoline on our marriage, COVID, this whole pandemic. I think we still would have been together. We probably would have been rocky still, because our marriage was rocky before that. I know people see on Instagram and socials, it's like, our marriage wasn't perfect, but this definitely added gasoline. This year has fucked up marriages, friendships, family relationships, people's mental. You hear about the suicide rate up, divorce rate up. This year, I'm not even trying to sugarcoat it. This year fucking sucked. I will say, if you can get through this year, the next 20, 30, 40 years should be cake for you and yours.
Crossing the fingers.
You should get through. If you can get through this one, if you can get through this stage, the political shit, the race, the racism, your personal shit, your mental, your emotional. If you can get through this year, and we're almost here. You know, we're in November. So round of applause to people that got it this far. Listen, we feel you. We know you hear us on the radio, but we're going through it as well. If you got this far, you can almost see that finish line. Keep going. Don't stop, man. You're there. And I know we're big advocates for mental health. Like, if you ever need to DM us, and don't DM us at the Morning Mess. We get so many fucking DMs at the Morning Mess.
Yeah, sorry. That shit's impossible to keep up
with. It really is.
Yeah, you got to hit us personally.
Personally. If you vibe better with Gina, hit Gina up. Anish, I know we all do a great job trying to hit back everyone as much as we can. Mm-hmm. Hit us back personally, and we'll try to be there for you if you're going through the same thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because I know that we giggle and laugh every morning, but like, we have lives outside of the staycation setup and outside of Nacho's Revenge. I think I saw one comment that one lady made, and she was like, we took a week off, and this was, I think, sometime in like September, maybe August, but we like really needed the time. I don't remember exactly when it was, but we really needed the time. And this woman, Denise doesn't remember. And that's how much we needed it, because you clearly don't even remember.
No.
And this woman was like, I think this show was a rerun. I've heard this before. And I was like, Miss Ma'am, yes, it was. And B, how fucking dare you get mad at us for taking a day off? We are human.
Right.
It's 2020. Had this been maybe I don't care. It's 2020, we all have so much going on. We have to cut each other some slack. We have to be more empathetic as people. We have to be more compassionate, because honestly, now more than ever, I don't know what the fuck the person next to me is going through anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if maybe they're rushing because their parents are in the hospital, or if they're rushing because they can only afford daycare until 3 o'clock and it's 3:02. You know, like, we don't know anymore, like, what people are going through. So you just gotta be nice.
Yeah. Definitely. I know it's played out, but you see this, like, check on your strong friends. Mm. And like, I appreciate, and sometimes it hits me different, you know, like Anish today just text me, just on solo, like, are you okay? That means a lot. And sometimes people in my family do that, and that reminds me, I gotta check on people. Just because I'm going through my shit, I have to check on certain people that I feel like I have a cousin who's going through it. I have this brother going through this. I got to make sure I hit them with that, you okay? Just a simple, are you okay? Whether they want to say something or not. Especially now, because fuck 2020.
Yeah.
This year, levels of it, man. This year is levels of craziness, right?
I was supposed to scatter my mom's ashes this year. Like,
In India.
Yes.
What happened to that ticket, bro?
So much. Oh, well, thank God we didn't. We got that refunded. Not like back to us, but that they would honor it.
So you
later.
Can,
or whenever we want to go.
Wow, that's
back.
Amazing.
So you don't have to do that. But yeah, from like a cultural standpoint, like, it was supposed to have been done.
Yeah.
So yeah, fuck the shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's a whole, so many levels.
I know. This was my busiest schedule in radio. I'd been doing radio for 25 years. Last, I think November, December, we got our schedule for the first quarter. How many fucking broadcasts that we were supposed to do?
Oh, yeah.
How many cities we were supposed
to
hit?
So much traveling.
I mean, we were going to Coachella.
So much.
We were going to EDC. We were going to
Mexico.
Mexico for a broadcast.
I don't know if we're allowed to say that. We were supposed to go to
Disneyland,
fucking Mexico.
Legoland,
like twice.
We had like my schedule was like,
wasn't
and every,
an award
remember
show
we
too?
Were award God. Shows, and we were trying to figure out the schedule. Like, all right, Anisha, if we go to Vegas together, you can do this, and you can fly out from Vegas to India, then you can meet us up for this. I mean, and I was excited. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Fuck yes,
I
the
love
morning
being busy.
Mess.
I went and got my whole ass passport.
You
for
did.
Mine
fuck
came yesterday.
2020. One more time.
Fuck 2020.
And maybe if you're listening to the podcast, you're listening in your car. I get a lot of people say they go in their car. Listen, yell it out right now.
Please.
All right. Just yell that out right now. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Fuck 2020.
Let
Piece
it go.
Of shit ass bitch.
And I will say this. If you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking like, damn, to be honest with you, 2020 got me looking right. I started working out. I started eating well. I got to keep my job and work from home. And I feel so much more at peace with myself. Then congratulations. That this is also, you know, change can be good for some people. I don't want to shit on your parade either.
I do. Fuck that.
Yeah. I haven't met anybody. Like, no, I have met some friends that are thriving this year, and but it's more monetary and the cholo in Idaho on the skateboard with cranberry juice. Like,
yeah.
He's thriving.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah. I'm not thriving, but I had a whole ass kid. So, like, that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was in January. January 11th.
Okay, let's flip this then. Let's flip this.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The highlight of your 2020. Fuck 2020 and hold just for other people, the racism we had to deal with,
yeah.
Those whole political bullshit. Like, what was your highlight? We'll start with you, Gina, because you had a blessed year as well.
Easy for me. It's the birth of my son. Healthy. Yes. He had to come a little early because there were some complications, but that boy came out 8 pounds. He's Woo. Huge.
Hello.
You would never guess he was early.
He was early?
Yeah, he was about 2 weeks because my due date was like February 1st.
Oh, that's right.
That's why I was like, shit, guys, sorry. I got to fucking peace out.
Yeah.
Like,
remember you were itchy for a while?
That was why I had to give birth. There was a liver thing going
yeah.
on. I was so fucking itchy. I would not wish that on my worst enemy.
Damn.
Wow.
But thank God Shepherd's here and he's good.
Woo! Baby Shep.
Baby Shep.
What is going on? Hold on. I got
to No, as your thing. Carla, go because I can't even think of one, to be honest.
Okay. Oh, no, I do know. I still have a job.
Still have a job.
There you
I still
go.
Have a job. Yeah. That's because I was going to say, I got a new couch. I wouldn't be able to get the couch. fucking couch. No, but I have a job LA.
LA.
Like, we're
that was
LA.
Mine. I just came out. I was like, LA, we got LA. Yeah.
Okay, well, sorry. I take it back. Delete that in post.
Well, I'll just co-sign with Anisha, and then we'll go to Carla. Mine's we got LA. It's been a dream of mine for the show to be in other markets, and I've been putting
Since
in
I've
work.
I've known you.
Yes. Like, for years, even before Morning Mess, I was part of a show called The Nuts. Mm-hmm. And me and my partner, Johnny, we always wanted to be either go back to LA, as I knocked the mic away, go back to LA or be syndicated into LA, my hometown. And that's a proud moment, as well as. This is a little inside word. This has been a dream of mine. I said 25 years of radio, probably within my third or fourth year in radio. I said one day I'm going to have, I knew I was going to be part of a show,
uh-huh.
own studio. I think within the next month,
oh, are we saying?
We'll
are we
have our own studio.
And
I think that'll still be in 2020. So when that happens, I'm going to go home and I'll probably like, yo, I did that shit. That's big for me.
Yes, Mariah. Yes.
Over 20 years wanting the own studio. I was like, yo, we're going to have a Morning Mess studio, our own studio. So those are the highlights professionally.
You know what's crazy too is that like I'm really young. I'm 24 years old. I came into the show when I was 23. I was really lucky to come into this show because you guys were already in such a good place and so like ambitious that the fact that we're getting our own studio or that we got syndicated so fast and things like that to me are like, yeah, of course, duh. So like, no, I mean like my goals now because of you guys are so much higher. So thank you.
Good.
And I think my highlight for 2020 is probably not going to seem like as big, but I finally moved out on my own.
Oh, that's
fucking major, girl.
Without roommates. So, yes. Like, I've had roommates before, and I don't live with my parents. I haven't lived with my parents since I was, like, 18, but I finally got my own spot. And honestly, it's a little pricey, but mm-hmm. it's in, like, a great area. I absolutely fuck 2020 because unfortunately everything's closed around, but once it's open, it's going to be so cool to be able to, like, live there. And once I moved in there, like, my second highlight to that was all my neighbors. incredible fucking human beings. Like, I had never had such a tight-knit community since, like, dorms in college of
That's
people
super
that
cool.
were so caring and so nice and that I can genuinely call my friends. Like, I have actual pictures of them printed and framed in my house.
Aww.
That's dope.
That's so 90s,
yeah.
You know?
Yo, that really is.
Like, that's so cool.
That is, because that doesn't happen anymore.
No, it doesn't. I don't talk to my neighbors.
Yeah.
Or we talk about how they hate me, so. They make their yelling or they're talking about me wearing heels.
True.
Shit,
so, like, your apartment you're in might be $200-$300 more expensive, but you got, like, lifelong friends out of it.
I'll
so.
Be real with you. It's at least $800 more expensive than what the fuck
really?
I'm
Really? Holy
oh, yeah.
shit.
I done. I
are,
done
your, are your friend roommate, friend neighbors worth it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they are also in media. They are also young professionals. They're in the same spot in life as me.
Yeah.
And they fucking love to drink, bro.
Yeah.
They love to drink so hard. Like, when I brought the Cutwaters last weekend, because I will have you know, we all got COVID tested in order to hang out with each other.
That's awesome.
Like, we literally did that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And, yeah, we fucking blacked out off that. Fucked up.
Wait, which ones?
We all of them. They finished.
You drank all of them? No, I mean,
wait,
like, which flavors?
The Mai Tai one?
The Mai Tai, the margarita, the rum and cola.
Oh, girl.
They gave us each a case, and you finished all of them.
You mean, like, the sparkly, the babe one,
the
too?
Bubbles?
Yes.
The bubbles? The bubbles.
So, see, the plan was we were all going to go Carla. To somebody else's apartment, right? But then everybody just, like, they were like, oh, we'll just meet up at Carla's. And I was like, me, a host for the first time?
Yes.
So I pull out my little cans. I'm thinking, like, oh, and they won't, like, drink all of them. And then before I knew it, we're singing and eating popcorn and drinking Cutwaters. And
those are the best nights ever.
My neighbor, I got a brand new neighbor maybe 2 weeks ago, and she literally saw me in the hallway 2 days ago and was like, hey, sounded really fun on Friday. I was actually gonna knock on your door because I was so alone and I could hear you guys singing Pimpin' All Over the World by Ludacris.
Yes!
And I was like, hey girl, how you doing? And like, yes. You are the one that I am really pursuing.
This is
and my neighbor,
needed.
I would like to get to know you. Can you give me your name? It really worked
Carla.
Out. Carla. It really worked
so
out.
You awesome. Saved this all week from
yeah,
us.
How have we not known about this?
That is awesome.
Sometimes I forget.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh, no, you know, you blacked out. You said
I,
you
yeah,
blacked
I out. We was yeah. drunky.
I can't believe y'all drink all those Cutwaters.
That was a lot.
Well, I remember after one, my friend was like, yo.
Yeah.
I think I'm buzzed. And she was like, how much is in this? 8%? And I was like,
12.5.
Hey.
She had that tequila margarita.
Right?
Those tequila
so
margarita.
Hard.
If you want a one hitter, quitter. Have
oh
a little
my
tequila
gosh.
Margarita.
Or so you could good. Just have the full case and go Instagram live and make a fool of yourself.
Like did you do that?
Yeah. I sure did.
It we got to do watch. The whole podcast at my crib again, get a bunch of these Cutwaters, and I have to buy a karaoke machine.
Oh my God. Wait. Joey, they have them at Costco.
Really?
Yeah, I was at Costco yesterday. I had to. Okay, I bought underwear at Costco, but they have a karaoke machine.
How
there.
Much was it?
It was like, it was under $200.
Damn it.
Okay.
I have my haunted karaoke mic, but I threw,
no!
that shit away.
I have my mic, but it's not as loud. Honestly, we could probably steal equipment from upstairs.
I mean, we're loud. We're loud.
Like, steal a, yeah, we could just connect
the
cables.
Oh my God, and Rico, who is our producer, used to work in promotions. He knows how to work all that shit.
As did I.
Oh my God.
And
that's
I was wrong. Fabulous
I gotta
at
do it.
It.
The podcast could just be a karaoke thing. I don't think people want to hear us talk all the time. What if we just karaoke people heard us sing?
Are you sure?
Oh my
wait,
God.
Are
I
you
don't,
sure people want to hear them?
Y'all know.
No, we're going to put a poll up at The Morning Mess on Instagram because if you don't want it, we will not do it. If you do, we will. But
I will be voting no.
Maybe they get to vote what songs we do, too.
Oh, I feel like you sing the best. Why wouldn't you want
to
do it?
I don't know about all of that. I just do know that these Cutwaters will need to be present.
We're gonna plan on that. We're gonna plan a karaoke podcast. Another thing that we haven't done in a while is having a guest. Like a special guest for a podcast.
We haven't had a guest and we haven't played a game.
I don't know who we haven't had in a while that would be
fun
and have
do.
Fun.
You know who we need to have? We need to have fucking Rico join us for the podcast.
He's hilarious. Yeah. Honestly, our producer is really, really funny. Like, one of the biggest reasons why we were so excited to work with him was because he's fucking hilarious.
He's like a one-liner dude, sweeps out, like, rolls like, yeah. Maybe we'll introduce you to our our producer Rico, who has a twin, who I keep calling Italian, and he's not. Maybe Rico joins us for the next one.
Why not? Let's get him some cut waters too.
Let's have him tell the story about the time that he got slapped by that girl.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That'll lead it out.
I want to know this story.
That'll be how we get to know Rico.
Yes.
I love it.
All right. Until the next episode. Hopefully you enjoyed that one. Have a good rest of your week. We're almost done with it. One more time. Fuck 2020.
Fuck 2020.
We'll see you for the Aftermath podcast. The next time.
Bye, bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!